Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Sounds like we might have a little pirate trade to talk about. That should be interesting. But first, our friend Nick Kostos. He's on the line right now, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern, leading up to kickoff on the BetMGM network and the Odyssey app. Nick, have I made you a Bo Nix believer yet? Here we go.
Man.
We're tied.
I guess we are tied at this point, right? Good job with the Broncos last week beating the Green Bay Packers. I lost money on that game. I did bet Green Bay. Overall, a winning week for me last week, and that is sports betting content creator 101. Yes, I may have lost this game, but let me tell you about a bet that I won also. So, that was a loser for me last week, and good job by you with the Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos love.
So where do we decide this, Nick? I think this should be the deciding game this week. If I can I pick a game perhaps where there's a discrepancy and we'll have a little lunch on the line?
I think now I'm still one up, right?
Limits, is that correct?
No, from what I believe, you were one up, but after this past week, we are now tied again.
I think that's in because I think we pushed a couple weeks ago with Packers-Bears, and I was two up. And then you won last week, so now I think I'm one up still.
That's
but yeah,
you're
of course.
Right. That is true.
You're right
I
about
think you're
that.
Right.
He's right. Of course he's right.
Okay.
He's always right.
But I will. Well, I don't know if I did like the Packers. We can definitely work. Yeah. What do you like this week? And we can see if we can find a discrepancy. We can do that now or at the end if you want.
I think we should do it right now. I think that the Ravens are going to win and cover against the Patriots. You like that one?
I do like New England, but they're potentially down like 3 starting members of their secondary, and like I don't want to make that bet. Well, let's see if we can find another one. If we can't find another one, then I'll do that one with you, and I'll take New England. But maybe we can find something better.
Do you dare pick against Bo Nix again? Because I'm picking them to win outright and cover at home against the Jags.
The number's 3.5 now. How about this? Do you think it'll be a higher scoring or lower scoring game?
Donnie, I'll let you go there.
I'll go higher.
I'll go higher.
Yeah, well, I like higher also. So it's not fun.
How about the Bears and Packers? I'll go Packers on the road to cover against the Bears and win outright. You
know
what?
I'll go with me there. I'll take Patriots plus three.
Okay. Let's do that, Donnie. You like that?
A little Sunday night fun.
A little Sunday night fun.
Nothing better for a Pittsburgh audience than you guys betting on the Baltimore Ravens to win a cover on Sunday night.
Hey,
someone's got to be...
The ultimate kibosh. That means they'll go down.
Am I a Yinzer now? Am I using that correctly, even though I'm a New Yorker, since I'm taking the team to beat the Ravens and help the Steelers coming up on Sunday night?
I think so.
Yes.
Unofficial Yinzer. Yes, you are. What about this game?
New York to Yinzer.
It's 9.5 Lions over the Steelers. What do you got on this one?
So Pittsburgh has been the preferred betting side in this game, guys, because this number was 7 for a lot of the week. So we've now seen the number come off 7. And we are expecting a high-scoring game here. The total in the game is 52. And I do agree with the move off 7 towards the Steelers. And I think last week was pretty interesting, right, what the Steelers were able to do to Miami. And that was kind of like a men versus boys game. Like, it was pretty embarrassing for Miami, honestly. Also featuring, and Joe, I believe you're like an old-time wrestling fan, right? So I think you'll appreciate this reference.
I am a little bit more than Joe.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
So just to use a more modern reference then, like when Darnell Washington caught that pass in the flat and like took 7 Dolphins to bring him down, that's like the spot at the Royal Rumble every year when like the great Khali's in the ring and it takes like 8 wrestlers to get him over the top.
How are they going to get this guy out of the ring? I always love that spot. We get it every year.
Yeah, and then on like the Metcalf touchdown, Minka Fitzpatrick didn't seem like he had much interest in tackling in Pittsburgh, which I think Steelers fans might have a thought on that particular play, but then the Metcalf touchdown. But the Steelers kind of like did a great job throwing the ball and like spreading the defense out. And we know generally what Arthur Smith likes to do is pound the ball, so it did represent a bit of a change a little bit there. And I think the way to attack Detroit's defense is through the air with the injured secondary. And look what the Rams were able to do last week. Not that the Steelers are the Rams on offense, but I think like the addition of MVS and even like the addition of Adam Thielen to a degree maybe helps the Steelers' passing game a little more juice in the passing game. So I agree directionally with the move down towards Pittsburgh. I don't have a strong betting opinion on the game. Actually, if the number is 6.5, like I guess I kind of like Detroit a little bit. But I don't anticipate having money on this game, guys, coming up on Sunday.
Nick, how about the total in the game? It's up over 50. Do you expect there to be a ton of points?
Well, can I spin the question back at you guys?
Sure.
And I don't, this is not like a leading question. Like, I actually don't know what your answer is going to be. Do you guys trust the Steelers defense to hold the Lions offense down here?
No.
I don't trust either defense. That's why I kind of like the over.
Yeah, because Detroit's defense is in rough shape. Rodgers is playing well. Yeah, I would only bet the over. And Detroit might score 40 in the game. I like the over in the game. If I actually don't think I'm going to bet. I'll have some props. I don't think I'm going to bet side and total as it stands right now.
I would be more comfortable, like, if I'm an outside, like better to this. I think what Nick just said is perfect. Like, I would much rather just bet the total points in this game.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe, we both have it over. Think about the scores that we gave earlier. Like, way over.
Yeah, mine was 36-33. Yours was 38-30, correct?
Yeah.
There you go, Nick. Well, how about the Ravens-Patriots?
Well, that does seem to be over. yeah, this game's a little difficult, right? I'll ask you guys a question, and we have fun with this stuff, right? If the Patriots played the Ravens on a neutral field and both teams were fully healthy, who do you guys think should be favored?
Man, is that a great question. If both teams were fully healthy, I would say the Ravens.
I think I would go Patriots.
So I agree with Donnie. I think the Patriots are better than the Ravens. I would have the Patriots as a small favorite. And if that's true, then I have to fundamentally disagree with what the point spread of the game is, with Baltimore being -3. And just like, I'm not trying to like get into math here, right? But, you know, let's say you, the person watching or listening right now, you agree with me and Donnie, and you think New England is a little bit, not like a lot better, but is better than Baltimore and would be favored on a neutral field. Then let's say you give the Ravens 2 points for home field and maybe 2.5 because it's, you know, a game in primetime on Sunday night. Like, we're not at Ravens 3 here, and that's the number. But the problem, and Joe, this is what I was saying earlier, why I was reticent to take New England at this point in the week, You know, New England has two of their starting corners, Carlton Davis and Marcus Jones, both haven't practiced. Pass rusher Harold Landry's not practicing. Linebacker Robert Spillane's not practicing. So I think, like, there's an avenue, and we just saw Josh Allen nuke this Patriots defense last week for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens to score a bunch of points in this game. And the Ravens defense is playing better. Like, they were very good last week, obviously, against Joe Burrow and the Bengals, especially in the red zone. So, like, I think the Patriots are better, but the injury situation scares me a little bit in this game, and I think that's the avenue for the Ravens to win and cover. But, like, make me pick the game right now, I'll take New England without knowing the full injury concerns for the Patriots, because I do think the Patriots are better than the Baltimore Ravens. I don't say that with a ton of confidence now, needing more injury information, but if you made me pick now, I would take New England plus the three.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Nick, how about the two games tomorrow that intermingle with the college football playoff? I certainly think the primetime game is a great one. Packers and Bears, and it's basically a pick 'em.
Yeah, we're seeing, Donnie, the Bears get bet even right now at BetMGM. So Green Bay opened as a 2.5-point road favorite in this game, and we have seen all the action swing towards the Bears. Micah Parsons obviously is ruled out for the year. Zach Tom's not healthy. Evan Williams isn't healthy. We think Christian Watson's going to play in the game, which is a major boon to the Green Bay offense. And for Chicago, you know, both of their top receivers, Rome Odunze and Luther Burden, and just to throw this out there, like, Rome Odunze was the top 10 pick in last year's draft. Luther Burden was a second rounder this year. Luther Burden is Chicago's best receiver. Like, it hurts them way more to be without Burden than it does to be without Odunze. And maybe you want to say it doesn't really matter because the Bears want to run the ball. They're going to run it down their throats like they did a couple weeks ago in Lambeau. But with those two guys out and with Christian Watson going to play, I actually am going to like Green Bay a little bit in this game. I want to see how far the number gets bet out. If we get to, like, +2, I'll be into the Packers. Small bet there at Green Bay plus the points. I don't have a strong feel on either game. I do like some games on Sunday. Make me bet the Eagles-Commanders game. The number, I think, is just right now Eagles -7. No Laremy Tunsil, the left tackle for Washington. I think Philly's defense is coming off an inspired effort last week against the terrible Las Vegas Raiders and one-time Steeler and Pitt Panther Kenny Pickett. So lean for me towards the Eagles. I may not bet that game. I'll probably have a small bet on the Packers on Saturday night.
30 seconds left. Nick, who are the front runners, the odds-on favorites for MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, and Coach of the Year?
All right, so let's get MVP up here at BetMGM. Matthew Stafford remains the favorite in the market despite the loss last night. I think if you wanted to make a bet in that market, I would bet Josh Allen. The Bills are 10.5-point favorites against Cleveland. The Patriots are underdogs against the Ravens. So if the betting market's right, the Bills will win, the Patriots will lose. Who do you think is likely to have a shorter price in the betting market on Monday morning based on that information? If you're going to bet that market, the only bet is Josh Allen. Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett, is like minus infinity. The bet is basically, will he set the sack record in the next three games? I think the answer to that question is yes. I don't think that is a market worth betting. And Joe, what was the third that you asked for?
Coach of the Year.
So coach of the year is fascinating. So Mike Vrabel is the favorite right now. Mike McDonald is right behind him of Seattle. Vrabel's plus 175. So think of things in these terms without predicting what's going to happen in the games. The betting market says the Patriots are going to lose on Sunday, right? They can win. They're a 3-point underdog. Betting market says they're more likely to lose. Okay. So Vrabel is not going to be the favorite probably on Monday morning. Mike McDonald may be the favorite, but the way I would encourage people to think about this, and if you're going to bet this, like if you like Jacksonville to beat Denver, you know, Liam Cohen's worth the bet. Ben Johnson's 10-1. What if the Bears win? And like they're in line for a top seed in the NFC. But the name that I think is most interesting is Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan, who somehow, like, I don't think they're good. And I would just say, think of things in these terms, right? People are willing to write off Green Bay as a Super Bowl contender because they lost Micah Parsons, right? The Niners lost Nick Bosa and Fred Warner both for the season earlier in the year. They're both like Hall of Fame players. They're both out for the year. Like they can't win the Super Bowl. Their defense isn't good enough. And yet, they can go 13-4. Like they could be the one. If they win out, they're the one seed in the NFC at 13-4. They are a 6-point road favorite in Indianapolis on Monday night against Philip Rivers. The betting market says they're likely to win that game. They will be favored at home in Week 17 against the Bears, likely to win that game. And then they host the Seahawks in Week 18, and they will either be a small favorite or a small underdog in that game, coin flip game, where San Francisco could be 13-4, the number one seed in the NFC, despite having Brock Purdy out a lot of the year, despite having receivers out a lot of the year, George Kittle out a lot of the year, and their two Hall of Fame defensive players out a lot of the year. Kyle Shanahan's going to get all the credit if that happens. So if you like the Niners to win out, Kyle Shanahan is worth a bet at plus 300 in coach of the year.
Nick, you're a national treasure. We'll keep track of everything this weekend. We'll talk next week.
Will we talk next week?
I don't know. Will we?
Oh, probably not.
I don't think I forgot.
So. I love you guys. I sincerely hope that we don't.
Nick, you're a national treasure. We'll talk in 2 weeks.
In all sincerity, wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. I love coming on your guys' show. Merry Christmas to you guys, and a very Merry Christmas to all the listeners out there. I hope it's a great one for everybody.
Likewise, thanks, buddy. Nick. We'll talk.
You got it. You got it.
What a treat he is, huh, Donnie?
Yeah, I guess we wouldn't chat on the 26th.
I mean, we could. I'll be working on the 26th.
So I'll be out next Friday, and I think you will be out the Friday after that. That's the day after New Year's.
I don't remember. I think Limits is off for the whole next month, if I recall correctly.
I'm off for the next year.
The host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM make it legendary. For all of your betting and sports talk needs, check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. All right, Donnie, we go from this to the Bechtold breakdown. Again, a worldwide audience expected today for that. Limits, what do you got?
Yeah, so we're going to dive deeper into what this Pirates trade could mean, guys, because it is substantial. Also, I want to throw out a note to Donnie about a player that has entered the transfer portal for Penn State, where it seems like everybody already knows where he's going, and Donnie's very familiar with this school. And there's a twist on it that I think is very fascinating with the betting markets in college football and much more. We'll dive into it, Joe.
Yes, we will. It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 Greensburg. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line on which you can communicate with our dear friend City Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Top of the hour, a rousing quiz show. I think Donnie has already clinched, but that doesn't mean I'm not playing for pride. And then predictions on a huge, huge football weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.